Peter, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do here with Iowa Soybean Association.
I'm a senior research associate for the Iowa Soybean Association. I'm working for On Farm Network. I started December 2006. My primary responsibilities are statistical analysis, summary of data, developing protocol, methodology, and also I'm involved in presenting results to farmers, consultants, agronomists. The big chunk of my work also is connected with presenting results to scientific community, publishing results, presented at scientific meetings and stuff like that.
So is that like a Southern Iowa accent you have? Where are you from?
I'm not from South. I'm not from North of the United States. I'm from Ukraine, from Eastern Europe.
So how long have you been here then in the United States?
I came here in 2000 to get my PhD degree at Iowa State University. And I got my doctorate degree in soil fertility in 2005.
Well, we want to talk about the on-farm network and specifically the area you're involved in. And why don't we focus on the first one? I know it's a topic of real interest always, but maybe even more so as we go into this new season now because of the weather situation and other factors. And that's on nitrogen and how is it that or what is it that the on-farm network is doing that's providing good information to farmers on this subject?
I think one of the big reason and the big advantage of having on-farm network here is that we can actually influence people, influence farmers by doing all these on-farm trials and evaluation on their fields. We can show results, and that's a very big factor because sometimes we can verbally tell people whether this practice is good or bad, but when we do this on their farm, on their with their own experience and practices, it's a very big influence for and very big factor for changing their practices and actually getting them profitable and be sound with in environment.
So when it comes to the variable rate application of nitrogen, what kinds of work are you going to be doing here on this subject?
We've been doing for several years, and this year we'll continue doing the same type of trials, and also we'll do probably new ones too. But essentially, a variable rate technology it's not a relatively new concept. It's almost the old concept, but the way how to try to determine whether it's beneficial, does it pay or not, and in terms of methodology, statistical methodology, practical methodology, there are a lot of questions, a lot of concern, a lot of discussion. That's why my job is actually to connect practicality, what is done in field, to more scientific, more methodological aspect of this question about variable rate technologies.
So when it comes to looking at in this particular season we're about to go into, anything in particular that you might want to tell farmers about the information that you've got or you expect to gather, anything they should consider, especially as we go into the season?
One thing I would say that before they start investing a lot of money in any technology, they would rather try on their own field, try to do maybe 2-3 years some kind of evaluation on very small scale before investing and jumping into big step in all these new technologies, especially variable rate sensor and remote sensing. But for the majority of cases, we use remote sensing and as a tool to check and evaluate and less to actually prescribe some treatments.
So when for the participants in the with the network, when it comes to this topic, for example, they're going to get back specific prescriptions or data for their field or ones that from the, I guess, is the data that collectively is put in giving them information that will make direct recommendations for them?
We're not in place to recommend to make recommendation for any specific management practices, but we get the information and we help farmers to decide what they do one by one, or by pulling data, summarizing data, and doing statistical analysis, and that's our job. But specifically, it's difficult to tell how this new growing season will turn out, but definitely nitrogen it's a big factor. It's very expensive, and also other nutrients are getting very expensive, probably 2-3 times as much as 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, we'll point them on the website to where they can find more information. But tell us how farmers can get more information and what kind of information they would find when they come. I know you've got a website, for example.
Yes, on our website we have all protocols for different types of trials. We have summary for last year, for previous year, summaries by groups, by regions, with statistic and interpretations. We also have a presentation from our last nitrogen conference, which was held here in Iowa in February in Ames, which covered different topics related to not only to nutrient management, but also for fungicide, a different aspect of agriculture and farming. That's probably the all this information. What this information is located on our website. Also, that they can call us and contact, and we all always help them to answer specific question, whether it's to, for example, with specific methodology, a specific question, or how to calibrate yield monitor or set up equipment to record location of treatments or stuff like that. And we do this too.
Well, thank you very much, Peter, for helping explain what farmers can expect and get in terms of information from the On Farm Network. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.